Good evening and welcome to all of you who are here and to all of you who are online. We're just so glad to once again be able to offer the labyrinth in person for walking our prayers. So a word first about the labyrinth. It is a model of the labyrinth in the floor of Chartres Cathedral. So it is a piece of sacred geometry. And if you're interested in knowing more about that, Lauren Artress has a book called Walking a Sacred Path. And she goes into all of the meaning of the little cusps and the fact that the center is a stylized rose and where it sits in Chartres Cathedral. It's really a wonderful book to read. There are many different kinds of labyrinths in the world. This one, for me, holds special power because of that sacred geometry, the proportions. So as you, those of you who are here, would come to that opening, because we walk on the white, and you follow the path. And a labyrinth has only one path. It's not a maze. So you just follow the one path. If you get lost, that would be like life. So just pick up somewhere. And one woman told the story of starting, and then the next thing she knew, she was back at the end. And she said, well, that's sort of like her life. She doesn't quite get to the center. She just kind of floats around on the edge. The classic mystical meaning of this labyrinth is that when you enter, you let go of whatever is keeping you from God. You don't have to know the name of it. You just simply let it go. And that's called purgation in the classic sense. When you get to the center, you can spend some time there. There are sometimes people kneel. Sometimes they stand and just meditate for a little bit. Traditionally, that's called the place of illumination, but I've found that illumination can happen pretty much anywhere. And then when you come back, the tradition is that everything becomes one again, and that's the union. So we have this threefold movement that is the labyrinth. Those of you who are online, there will be on the front of the program, or possibly, I haven't checked this, but there was a frame with a picture of the labyrinth, and you can use that. Those of you here, there is a model, labyrinth, if you're not sure you want to walk, and you can close your eyes and follow it because it's grooved into wood. It's out on the table that as you came in. This is also a powerful experience because your eyes are closed and you have no idea where you're going, which is sort of our life. And so that's very powerful too. There's also a smaller one that you can use a stylus with. We usually walk the labyrinth without shoes, not because we're desecrating it, but we're trying to keep it clean. This is like 40 feet, and it's a lot to launder. Well, we haven't tried that yet, but it is. We try to keep it as clean as possible. If you want, there are some socks back on the table, and you can put the socks on if you don't want to go barefoot. We don't mind if you go barefoot. And then we'll wash the socks afterwards. You just leave them in the basket. Also, those of you that are online, there should be a chat. And in the chat, we welcome any comments. Anything that you want to say to us or to each other. We're trying to help the Tezay community be more connected. And this is one way, perhaps. We will save the chat afterwards. There's also, for both in person and online ways to register your attendance so that if you want to, you can give us information. And I have an email that I usually send out, and you can do that online. And then we have on the table a little piece of paper to do that. Those of you who are online might want to get a little bit of oil. You can put it on a Q-tip. You can put it on a cotton ball, something so that when we get to the healing part, you will have it there. We are, again, for the first time since the pandemic started, we are offering a chance for those of you in person to come for prayer. And there's a prayer station beside the altar, and I will be there. We can move for social safe distancing if you'd like, or however you are comfortable. But that will be open, and that will be later on in the service. We sometimes sing in Latin, but if you want to sing in English, please do. And we can sing in Latin and English at the same time. And these chants were written to help us get beyond the monkey mind that has its own agenda so that we can hear God in our hearts. So we begin with Bless the Lord. You can start walking the labyrinth anytime. There's no particular time. And you can just bring your program with you and you can sing along. You can not sing if you don't want to, but we encourage the singing. There's something about it. But anytime you want to, the only thing that we ask is that you let someone get around maybe to that first turn before you start. If you're there, you can sit right on the riser and wait your turn. And just, you know, people walk at different speeds and you can pass each other. That is not impolite. You can stop in any of these purple areas and meditate if you need to. And again, if you get lost, it doesn't matter. That's just a metaphor. Just start again if you want to do that. So.
Treat us according to our sins, or repeat. Thank you. Christ Jesus, by your gospel, we realize that what counts above all is compassion. Grant us then hearts full of goodness.
I have come into this world to see this, the sword drop from humans' hands, even at the height of their arc of anger, because we have finally realized that there is just one flesh to wound, and it is the Christ's, our beloved's. I have come into the world to see this. All creatures hold hands as we pass through this miraculous existence we share on the way to even greater being of soul, a being of just ecstatic light, forever entwined and at play with the divine. I have come into the world to hear this. Every song the earth has sung since it was conceived in the divine's womb and began spinning from the divine's wish. Every song by wing and fin and hoof, every song by hill and field and tree and woman, man and child, every song of stream and rock, every song of tool and lyre and flute, every song of gold and emerald and fire, every song the heart should cry with magnificent dignity to know itself as God. For all other knowledge will leave us again in want and aching. Only imbibing the glorious Son will complete us. I have come into the world to experience this. Humans so true, they would rather die before speaking an unkind word. Humans so true, their lives are a divine covenant, the promise of hope. I have come into the world to see this. The sword drop from humans' hands, even at the height of their arc of rage, because we have finally realized there is just one flesh we can wound.
Oh,
We come to that part of the service where we enter into about 10 minutes of silence. This silence is very pregnant with the Holy Spirit's presence. But sometimes, in order to get into that place, we need a little guidance. So I'm going to start you off, and then we will be silent for about 10 minutes. So one of the things that sometimes we forget is that we are embodied, we are incarnated, just as Jesus was the incarnate Word. So we start by noticing how you are sitting or standing. If you are standing, notice the floor beneath your feet. If you are sitting, notice your sit bones on the chair. You don't have to do anything, just notice. And you might also just notice your breath. You don't have to change it. Your brain has been helping you breathe all your life. So it's just an easy in and out at your speed. And then we're going to notice this little place right in front of the nose, on the forehead, right between the eyebrows, right about where they take your temperature, if you are going into a place that wants to screen you that way. It is a classically known chakra, and is the wisdom seat. So if you can imagine following that space back into the center of your head, so it's right above your spine and between your ears. We're going to use the 7 vertebrae in the neck as a stepping stone into the heart space. So we take the first step, and the second step, and the third, and the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh. And now we're ready to enter the chest, where the physical heart is. Modern exploration has told us that the energy field created by the heart is bigger than the one created by the brain, that it can extend as much as 3 feet all around you. It is in that deep space that the divine dwells, and that our divine self meets divine love. This is the seat of compassion. So we have brought wisdom and joined it with compassion, so that we have wise compassion and compassionate wisdom. In this place is everyone you have ever known or will know, whether they are living or dead. Here is the infinite place where the whole cosmos dwells. If your mind should wander during the 10 minutes, you just bring your awareness back to this place in your chest. Jesus' disciples saw that he was a man of prayer, unlike any other. And so they asked him to teach them how to pray. And he taught them, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Although I think this whole service is healing, we do have a place for people to concentrate on what it is that they need in order to be whole. And so I will be going to the station on the other side of the altar for those who are here. Those of you that are online, this is the time that you might say a prayer for someone, for yourself, or some situation that needs prayers. Prayer is a mystery, but we know that when we pray, something changes. And one of the acts of sealing that is to take your finger, moisten it with the oil, make a vertical line right in on your forehead for the Father, a horizontal one for the Son, and then I just touch the center of that cross for the Spirit. You can use any Trinitarian formula you would like to seal that. So we are going to be singing, because singing keeps us in prayer. And it also provides a place of privacy for the people being prayed for. So let us continue with singing.
Thank you.
So as you get ready to leave this place, know that you go not alone, but accompanied. The Holy Spirit is always with you. You have but to ask, or seek, or knock, and the door to your heart is opened, and the Spirit comes in. Go forth as a light to the world, as you have been filled today. Go forth into a hurting world to be a healing balm. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you.